After months of protests in defense of Black lives, President Joe Biden signed several executive orders reiterating his support for racial justice in his first week in office.
In my campaign for president, I made it very clear that the moment it arrived as a nation where we face deep racial inequities in America and systemic racism that has plagued our nation for far, far too long.
But some activists are unconvinced the president will fulfill demands of the movement, such as redirecting some police funding and abolishing private federal prisons, even though Biden signed an executive order phasing out private prison contracts.
We're not too thrilled about him, but we're hoping that he's going to make a lot of changes and do something right for our people. But he won our first choice, but because he was the only choice, we'd rather have him than Donald Trump.
Just because Biden was elected does not mean that he's going to do the right things for BLM. We voted out Trump. So now it's time to make sure that Biden is going to follow everything the Black community needs.
Some activists say the key will be holding Biden accountable by reinforcing the grassroots organizing in communities of color that helped propel him to office. While some protests against racial injustice have been marred by violence, which both Biden and Trump condemned, the movement has largely advocated for peaceful protests and underscored the importance of work on local levels.